Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Self Love Club, the podcast chatting about stuff that matters, created and hosted by me, broadcaster Belle Crawford. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm very excited to be sharing some new episodes with you, and we're starting off strong with one of, I know a lot of people, the Self Love Clubbers' favorite features. We've been doing this for over 5 years now with spiritual practitioner Gaia, also known as Soul 33. It's another Love Lessons episode, part one. You're going to have another part of this conversation in your feed next week as well. We're doing a vibe check. What's happening with the energy this year? If you're into a bit of the woo-woo, this is for you, but it's also got a practical twist as well. Ways that you can tackle challenges that may arise in your life this year, whether it be with your relationships, with your self-worth, with your career, whatever's going on, and just also being brave enough. We chat about being brave enough to back yourself and let go of things that are no longer working out for you, which we all know can be very scary. Before we get into it, huge favor, can you please make sure that you're subscribed on your podcast app? You can hit follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and follow us at Self Love Club Podcast on Instagram. Gaia, welcome back to the Self Love Club Podcast. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat, our first of the new year.
I'm so excited to be here, and I'm also really excited about this year. Belle, do you feel it? The excitement?
Yes, there's definitely excitement. I don't know if it's just a personal thing. I kind of feel at the end of a year and the start of a new year, I often feel quite overwhelmed, a lot of pressure almost, and like importance on, oh, it's the last time I'm doing this year, or it's the first time I'm doing this year. And then the first couple of weeks you can kind of feel a bit and then you get into the swing of things. What about you?
Yeah, I just think that, I mean, it's really normal to finish a year feeling quite overwhelmed and people looking back in hindsight going, oh, I should have done this, or why hasn't this moved quicker? Or, but this is the thing about 2024, because it's the year of like infinite possibilities, it's the year of the dragon, I really feel it's time for us to make some decisions this year. And I'm really noticing that with clients too, like the types of clients that I'm getting and the positions that they are in, and even myself, it's really making decisions based on how we're feeling in terms of what we want right now, and then letting the natural flow of things. Because I know a lot of us think so far ahead. This is why we get into that overwhelm, because it's like, oh my God, I should have been there by now, or I should have achieved this, or I'm still stuck. A lot of clients have been coming feeling really stuck. And even while talking to you, the symbolism of the crossroads, everyone's kind of at a crossroads trying to figure out, okay, what decision do I need to make? But this is where we have to feel into ourselves and going, okay, what is the decision that's best going to empower who I am and what I'm wanting? So like, even though I feel the collective overwhelm, and I know a lot of people are going, oh gosh, it's all going so fast, but underneath that overwhelm, I actually feel this real sense of excitement. Like there's a lot coming together for us this year that we've all kind of been waiting for. So, you know, like the infinity symbol on its side, it's like, we had this side of the balance scale, you know, maybe tipping us off balance over the last few years. And now we're coming back to the actual balance with the eight being able to lie on its side. And that's what I've been noticing with me. Like before we started recording, I was telling you, I've not been very well. And the reason for that is because I actually went to see my homeopath and she gave me a remedy to balance me. And from the moment I took it, all my old illnesses came up, which is sinus infection, stuff that I used to get a lot and haven't for years. And I know it's because it needed to all come out to balance me for 2024. So I think if you're feeling overwhelmed, like at this part of the year, set yourself up by making some decisions that empower you. Because I think, I mean, I know a lot of your listeners will be women. I think as women, we're always kind of waiting for somebody else to change, or waiting for somebody else to see our value or appreciate us or do something for us. And I think it's just a lot of us operate on that level. I do too sometimes when I think pity party, going, oh my God, you know, am I not valued? Am I not appreciated? But that's why at the setup of this year for 2024, to overcome and balance the overwhelm, making a decision that's going to open you up to more possibilities. So don't look at making a decision that's going to box you into something. Look at something that's expansive, that's going to bring you more opportunities. And I know everyone's life circumstances are different. This just might mean you're weighing up two different jobs. You might be weighing up one that has more money, but one that gives you more of your lifestyle that you want.
Yeah, I think we just feel like there's a lot of pressure on decisions you make. And also, I think a lot of it as well, at the end of a year and the start of the new year, you place a lot of importance on time when obviously the years go really fast, and that's what kind of can freak you out a little bit. I think as you get older, you realize how fast time really does go and how quickly the years, and you get older and you're like, oh, I still feel like, you know, we still all feel like we're in our 20s or children to an extent. But, and some people are, and that's good on you, you know, born in 2000 or whatever it was for you. But I think, yeah, we put a lot of pressure on when the rest of the year, we still might put pressure on ourselves, but we're not going to put as much pressure on ourselves on a random week in August or September as we are at the first month or first few weeks. And I think for myself, I know that I seem to place, it's like a nostalgic kind of placing importance on, oh, it's the last time I'm doing this year, or, you know, and I'm all for setting up. I think you see it at the start of every new year, people setting up resolutions, and then by the middle of January, generally, people have already stopped doing those things. So it's all about being realistic what things you can actually achieve. So
yeah, exactly. And I think, like, you know, a lot of the things that I'm setting myself up with are decisions to have more space, decisions where I have more flexibility. I'm not wanting to fill my life up with, oh my God, I've got to do this and get here and do that, because that's how time does go by quickly. When we slow down and pull back and make a decision, like I gave you the example, a lot of my clients are picking lifestyle choices over, like, should I take the job that's paying more money or the lifestyle that gives me the ability to create a side hustle or go traveling more or whatever. A lot of people are picking the lifestyle decision because it gives you more options to play with. Because remember, we can change our mind. It's not like set in stone when we decide to do something. We can change our mind. So really just slow down, like you said. Don't put pressure on yourself about the decisions, but we all have to make decisions every day that we're getting up in the morning and what we're going to eat and what we're going to wear and all of those things. Just treat the decisions that you're making for the first 3 months as what's going to give me more options? What's going to give me more possibilities? Is it going to allow me to slow down? Because we live in this life where everything is just, we're just distracted all the time. And then when you slow down, or when your homeopath knocks you out for a week and a half with a remedy, it really makes you stop and go, hang on, I'm so glad I had the space to heal from my body needing to come back into balance again. Really think about, what do I want for the next 3 months? What's going to give me options? And those of you who are stuck, what can you say yes to, not no? And this is something Spirit's been telling me too, because we often think when we're setting boundaries, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say no to this person or no to my time being taken. I've actually been getting downloads about, okay, Gaia, what can you say yes to? Because yes is more expansive. Yes is more open. Like no is like, you can just feel the boundary going, the wall going right in place. Whereas if you're saying yes, that's automatically a no to something else, but you're not actually focusing on the no and the resistance. Because I often have this issue where, oh my God, everybody wants something from me. It's just the nature of my work and the responsibilities that I put on myself. And I notice when I say no, I get more of the resistance in people, like, oh, you're not available to me, or we need you at this time, or whatever it is in my personal life and work life. But when I start saying yes, this is what Gaia actually wants, I get more of the people who value me, who understand me, who know that, oh, she's just, you know, saying yes because this is what she wants to focus on. So just giving you an example of, like, making decisions that are yeses rather than no's, because the no will be taken care of by the yes.
I love that. That's such a good way to look at it, because when we do think of boundaries, it's usually things that you're saying no to. But if you're saying, yeah, it's, and yeah, that can work in so many different areas of your life too. I often tell friends that, you know, if you're saying yes to the types of, say, relationship that you want to attract, the types of people, you will notice the types that you don't want disappear, or the type of attention that you actually don't want to attract doesn't appear as often. And they'll, it's almost like a moment where, you know, the penny drops and they're like, yes, I am getting less of that.
And even energetically, Belle, like literally a wall goes up. Like I had a client recently and they're showing me her now to talk about. And she's a beautiful lady. She's in her early 40s. And I could literally feel like she used to be in the military. I could actually see that in a past life. And I was looking at her, she was this cute little blonde thing. And I was like, I can see you in a past life in the military. And she's like, well, I am now. She said, I've just come back from Iraq or whatever. I was like, oh, okay, amazing. But why I was telling you that is she's so strong in her masculine no to everything that she's actually blocked out the potential for relationships coming in or more of the flow that she's looking for. So again, you know, reframing it to like, what am I saying yes to? I'm saying yes to more fun. I'm saying yes to being appreciated. I'm saying yes to more time for myself, because that's when you'll vibrationally start to notice, oh, I'm getting people who really support me and people who understand me and more opportunities are coming my way. It's not that pressure. And saying yes to things actually slows time down too, because you're focusing on the things that you enjoy and that you want, because this is when we have regret. And it's interesting because Spirit's been talking to me quite a lot about regret over the last few weeks. Like, not that we ever want to live with regret, but we want to be making decisions where we're not going to look back and go, oh my God, why did I stay so long in that job or in that relationship? Why did I not just say yes to my freedom and yes to working less hours, walking the puppies rather than, you know, doing whatever else I was doing? Because I'm really into like, how can I slow my time down rather than going, oh my God, another year's gone by, another month's gone by, another week? Because time does go by quickly. And it's by saying yes and making decisions in small increments rather than, I know there's sometimes like, you know, big things like buying houses and stuff, we need to kind of look at the bigger picture. But I just feel like this first part of the year, it's about just incremental decisions of what's going to give us more options rather than boxing us in.
I really like that. It's sort of less, if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, mind seems to have settled. I think that's a really good way to live. It's about being mindful, right? Living in the moment more, enjoying, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere right now, hopefully a beautiful summer, those little moments, like I guess romanticizing your life and those little moments a little bit. And
the other thing I've been getting also like through clients, like messages when I'm working with clients, is that, you know, we all need support no matter how amazing we are at fulfilling our own needs and able to do things ourselves. We all need some form of support. And I just feel like this year, there's this real opportunity, especially if you're going to be focusing on the yeses and focusing on simplifying. That doesn't mean that we can't be ambitious and want money and want all of those things. It's just, are you going to be stressed out doing it, or are you going to be doing it in a way that's going to be really fulfilling and nourishing for you? But I just feel like there's a lot of support coming in for us this year too. I don't know how this is going to pan out, but I just feel like relationships have the potential of getting a lot stronger, not just our intimate ones, but friendships, like doing things with people. But also I feel like new communities are going to break out, and I don't really know what that means yet, but I've been seeing it in my third eye. It's kind of like, we're going to find our tribes more. There's been so much polarity over the years of everyone against each other and whatever. You know, there'll always be a bit of that because we're all different. We all think differently and all of that. But I just feel like, especially those who are listening to this, who are on some sort of path of being more mindful, being more conscious, being more spiritually aware, we are going to find tribes of communities that are going to help support the movement that we're on. So for example, like if you're becoming a mother for the first time, you're going to start finding people that are going to support that. Or if you're becoming an entrepreneur and you're finally launching your business. And it's interesting, like the women who are listening to this and even some of the guys, or you have guys in your life, you know, I've been seeing a lot of men, and the men are really needing support too, like other men and men joining in groups, whether it's sports teams or groups of men talking about certain things. And I just see a lot of community. So if you are feeling like that overwhelm, or you're feeling like nobody understands you, or you're feeling left out or isolated in some way, find a group. I'm not a very group type of person. Like I'm quite a lone person, but how I'm seeing this pan out in my life is that my friend circle seems to be extending, not just to the female friends, but their partners are now being included with our relationship. And so it's kind of extending in a different way. So I can see how it's more of a family rather than the girls all just hanging out with each other. And so that's going to be a lot of that this year, which I'm really excited about. So if you start saying yes to more community support and whatever that means to you, and remember, you know, friends are the family that we choose, right? And I 100,000% believe that, because we can pick amazing people to be around. So say yes to those amazing people, because it's all coming back into balance. Because I just feel like a lot of the people who've been listening to this, and Spirit's telling me this now, have just felt really alone. Like, even if you're around people, they just feel alone. And this year is going to change. That's going to change a lot. We're vibrating at a different level now, where it's all the right things and right people coming our way. And if you really believe that and feel that, this year is going to be amazing for you, because you'll just see things naturally unfold. The other thing Spirit's been really telling me is, you know, I know a lot of us, I can do this too, even though I'm a good communicator, we need to really say what we mean. And that ties into, do I see this, you know, communities and nourishing family, friends all coming together? I do, but we need to really say what we mean to those people. Meaning, like, if we care about them, if we appreciate them, if we value them, even if there's something that we need to communicate with them, which is maybe a bit more of a difficult thing. Clients are really going, I feel stuck. I can't keep doing it like this anymore. I don't feel supported by my partner or by my work or whatever. I feel like it's time for change. Like, I've been getting that too. Like, I'm ready for my life to change. I'm ready for something to change. And that does mean bringing in the right people. So yes, I do see it going through the rest of the year. But even when you're communicating with yourself, really be clear of what you mean. What are you really trying to say? Rather than being, you know, unhappy about it or miserable or frustrated, really just stop and just write the sentence out. This is what I actually mean to say. Is this something that I need to say to myself first before I say it to someone else? And I've been noticing that in the dynamics within my relationship, with my family, with my friends, we're all just having to say what we mean in order for everyone to go, oh, that's what the problem is, or that's what needs to be done. And that actually helps people bond as well, when you're really just giving the person your integrity and knowing that this is actually what I mean. I'm not dancing around any bushes. I value this. You value you this much to say, I'm being honest about this in the good ways and in the ways that are a little bit more challenging. This is what I need from you. Throughout the year, we're going to, especially towards the last 4 or 5 months, there'll be more of this community support that's coming in for us. So that's why saying yes now, making decisions, that's going to give you the ability to pay attention to what's coming towards you. Yeah, I still feel that real excitement for this year, that there's just changes for all of us in a really positive, nourishing way.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
What are some other things? You've talked us through some things you're seeing for this year, but energetically, what are some things that you see coming through this year? And also, I guess we'll touch on after, things that we should be focusing on, obviously flowing on from what you've just mentioned.
So I've been getting quite a lot of information for clients, and then I study the information going, okay, how does this apply to the collective? It's normal human nature for us to feel insecure sometimes. And we are going to be triggered by a bit of that this year, especially when we're making decisions and then thinking, oh my God, like, and I'm not talking about just insecure about ourselves. I'm talking about just security and feeling insecure. But I feel like that's actually a really great trigger for us, because it brings it up for us to go, hang on, again, how am I going to express myself to feel, get what I need to feel more secure? What do I need to do to empower myself? And I feel like this year, because of the year of the dragon, the year of the eight, it's a year of really needing to be bold and courageous. And that doesn't mean like a big bulldozer going through the year, but bold and courageous in really understanding who we are and authentically honoring our power. Oh, so this is something that I've been getting quite a lot too, which is a theme throughout for the whole year. I know this sounds weird and a little bit airy-fairy, but it's like our identities are beginning to change. And I think every one of us is going to notice that this year. Like, this is why I'm saying it. Like, there's going to be a lot of babies this year, a lot of pregnancy, a lot of babies this year. And I just feel like that in itself, when someone becomes pregnant or has a baby or whatever, that changes your identity. It adds on another string to your bow. I feel like one of the themes this year is that, who are we really? And what is that identity that we want to step into? Because we all kind of let ourselves be molded by other people, like what our relationship, we think our partner wants from us, or what our clients want from us. I am just going into that space of, I'm just going to be even more of myself, because people are going to like that, or they're not, and that's okay, because I'm just being me. And so that's what I mean about the identity shift. You might find that things happening this year and the decisions that you're making are leading you to become the person that you really are, rather than pretending and suffering and feeling resentment and insecure because of that, because you haven't really been authentically yourself. So some of the questions you might want to ask yourself, especially when you're triggered with insecurity, be it a feeling or be it like, I actually feel insecure in my job or in my relationship or whatever, I don't feel safe. Am I honoring who I am? Is this really who I am? Or is this a decision that I need to make? I want to give you a really interesting example. So I'm going to keep this as vague as possible, but give you the example. So I've got a client, and this client has been in a relationship with their spouse. They're married for a long, long time, and they don't have an intimate relationship at all. No touching, no intimacy at all. Now, this person, the client of mine, has been in this marriage for a long time, like 15 years or something. And they're getting really fed up, because like, this is not who I am anymore. I can't do this. What do I do? And I could see this person's identity needing to shift back. Like, actually, I am a sexual being. I want to be valued. I want to be appreciated. So you're going to find, why I'm giving you that example is that people are getting really fed up of not challenging the status quo, because they've been trying to keep the peace. But this year, and we've had to keep the peace a lot over the last few years because we've all been locked down with each other. Or this year, it's really about that being bold and courageous. Like, hang on, I want to challenge the status quo. I want to break out of this. I want to make a decision that's more of a yes for me rather than a no, because I'm trying to restrict everything. And that in itself is going to create this fuller, bigger, more expansive identity and who I am and who I really want. And if you're listening to this and you're stuck in something, what decision can you make to unstick yourself so you have more security? I know when people have children, or, you know, it's not easy to leave or do that, but there are decisions just that you can empower yourself to not be afraid to actually really just say what you mean and get what you want. This is part of the excitement for this year. We've got nothing to be afraid of anymore and stepping into our power and saying what we want. The fears that we create our internal restrictions that we put on ourselves, that person's not going to like us anymore or love us anymore. And this is part of that example of the client I'm giving you. This client is very afraid to say to their partner that, I'm just not happy, I don't want to do this anymore, because they both have a security with each other. It's not a healthy one, but it is a security with each other. But just the fact that people are really thinking about this and have awareness that this is not what I want, so what do I want to say yes to? And I said to this client, you need to say yes to yourself, building your confidence. Because once you have your confidence, you can make decisions that are going to empower you much more easier. So that all comes back into the first point that I made in this part of the talk, is that if you are feeling insecure, why are you feeling insecure? Which part of your identity is changing? And what is it that I need to do about it that can challenge the status quo by saying what I mean and acting in that way, so that I can actually start to receive more? We've all been so, like, I've been having a lot of head stuff, lots of heaviness in the head, and I've been feeling that with clients. It's because we're really being challenged to have more mental clarity, because a lot of us just work on autopilot. We get up, we brush our teeth, we have a shower, we get in the car, we go, whatever. It's like what you said before, Belle, and you know, you're so onto it with this. It's about really being mindful and conscious about what we're doing every day, whether they're all yeses. Am I really eating this because it's healthy for me and I want to eat this? Yes. Or am I eating this because it's easy and it's fast? Whatever, you know, making those conscious decisions, even minor things like, What am I having for breakfast or lunch or whatever it is. So I just think that this year, being bold, being courageous, empowering yourself is going to give you a new sense of community, a new sense of support that's going to open you up for more possibilities than you ever thought you could ever receive.
Yeah. And like you said on that example, that's obviously a very big situation people may find themselves in. And I'm not saying that if you had children or you're, you know, years into a relationship or marriage that it's easy. But if you are at that point, even if you're younger at an earlier stage, there are, you know, a lot of us out there have gone through that. I owned a house in my 20s with a long-term boyfriend. I had the courage to leave that. And just remember that just because you have something with someone doesn't mean you won't have it again in the future. That's more maybe just what you need or what you want. It can exist again. I think I hear from a lot of people. I know there's people that listen to these episodes in particular who last year and the years before were, you know, left relationships that were no longer working and they've been brave enough and their lives are thriving now. And to see them go from that really scared moment of actually doing something to doing it to then seeing them after is such a I really love being able to see that. And I just like to remind people of that, because when you are in something, it does feel very scary that it's like a safety blanket, right? You know, I can't leave this because I won't feel safe. It'll be uncomfortable. How will I have anything good again in my life? But it will come.
And at the core of those thoughts of like, I can't leave this because, you know, what if I don't have this again? And this might be my chance to have a child and get married and all of those things. But at the core of that is actual insecurity. Whereas if you are in a relationship that is healthy and balanced, sure, every you know, now and then in a relationship, we're going to challenge each other and we're going to feel unsafe for a moment and we're going to whatever. That's just normal stuff. But if you're like operating on that system where you're afraid to leave, you should be feeling in a relationship always 80% empowered to know that I am safe. And the 20%, sure, you're going to have an argument here and there and conflict here and there. But you should always know that you're on a team to come back together. Like the example of the intimacy couple, the interesting thing about their relationship is that one of the partners doesn't want the intimacy and all of that. But that partner also goes and controls the other person by, where are you going? What time are you going to come back? Why are you not here? And it didn't make any sense to me because it's operating on insecurity. But then it's operating also on don't come near me, but I still want to control you. Like that's a theme. I'm just giving you that example, but I've been seeing it a lot in different client relationships, somewhat of that dynamic where they're tired of being controlled and unempowered, but they're also just too afraid to say anything because what if nobody else wants me? But when we really are brave, there's a payoff to being brave, Belle, and we know that from what we do in our work and all that. There's a payoff to being brave. Sure, not everyone's going to love our bravery, doesn't matter, but a lot of people who see your light and know why you've done that, that is going to encourage everybody else around you to be like, oh my God, you were brave enough to leave that relationship or brave enough to start that or do that. You said yes to yourself. You said yes to who you are. You said yes to your identity and wanting your needs met, not just to be fearfully controlled in some way.
And staying in the status quo, you know, a situation that is not right for you. You're not getting what you want. The other person's probably not, it's not healthy, you know, like, and it might not be an unhealthy relationship per se, but it's just not a situation. It could be to do with jobs or living in a city or something, but you know, it's just being brave enough to say yes and not, I think a lot of it is, and I understand, but we get scared. And a lot, I think a lot of us in all areas of our lives can settle. But if you've got nothing, you know, you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, and you know, you've got one life, so you need to live it and not stay in a situation and then get to your deathbed and go, oh, I wish I was brave enough to leave this relationship or whatever it was and actually do the thing, because now it's too late. And that's what I did. You know, you chose to stay. And I don't judge people for staying in situations. I don't think anyone should judge, because you don't know the inner turmoil they might be having to decide. But just be brave, because things will work out. There's more to come.
And brave in increments too. You don't have to do like, okay, I'm leaving tomorrow. It's kind of like, well, what is a decision that you can make that's a yes to you? Because you build on that. You build on bravery. It's like I'm the type of brave that I do say yes to things that sometimes I go, oh God, okay, now I need to figure out how to do that or what I need to do. But it has actually come in increments. Like I remember when I first learned to drive, I would sit and like, I was like, 17 or whatever, I'd sit at the window and visualize myself reversing out of the driveway, because my parents had this horrible driveway. And I did that for about the first 3 weeks of just bravery in my mind first. And then I was able to do it without an issue, because when I got in the car and did it, I was like, oh, okay, visualize that first. You know, people think visualization's all this airy fairy stuff. There's a real method in how it works. Like, you've got to be able to know that you can do it and see it and then act. It's not going to just, the car wasn't magically going to reverse out of the driveway. You actually have to do it. So that's why if you are in a situation where you're wanting, even if you're in a healthy relationship, but you want more. And I think this is like, my partner always says to me, women just always just want more. And I'm like, well, yeah, because we know I always can feel like there's, love has no limits, right? Like there's expansion of everything. The universe expands every day. That's why it's infinite. And that's why we've got this infinite year with the year of the eight. It's like, even if you're in a relationship and you're wanting more, there's a way to say yes to not make the other partner feel like they're being controlled or that you're making them do something or they're, because especially men, when I see male clients, the biggest complaint I have is like, I always feel like she's trying to control me or change me, or she's making me do something I don't want to do, or making me feel bad that I'm not good enough. So there's ways of like getting what you want, but in that expansive, yes, absolutely, you're doing the right thing, this is what I need from you, or whatever it is. And those who are actually needing to work their way out of being in a stuck situation, just little increments at a time, you know, this is your life, you're living it the way that you want to. And that's something you need to ask yourself. And I'm asking you now, are you living the life the way you want to live it? And if the answer is no, okay, well, what are you saying yes to in your life that's going to be the foundation that you're building from to get the rest of it? It's never too late to live life on your terms, saying yes to more of what you want and yes to this new identity of my identity as a partner, my identity as a mother, my identity as a business person, whatever. You know, it's like, now what's my identity expansion for 2024?
That's all we've got time for, and you can listen to the rest of this conversation. Part 2 of our Love Lessons Catch Up with Gaia will be out next week if you're listening as this episode is released. Otherwise, it'll be the next episode up. You can binge it straight away. I'll also link some of our previous episodes with Gaia. This series has been going for 5 years now, so you can listen to those too. The most helpful way you can support us is to make sure that you subscribe or follow on your podcast app. Hit follow on Spotify, Apple, wherever you're listening. Also select automatic downloads and leave us a 5-star rating. If you're enjoying listening, write us a kind review. This helps other people find us and in the charts. And make sure you send the links to your friends who you think will enjoy listening as well. Follow us at Self Love Club Podcast on Instagram to keep up with our content, videos of our episodes. I'm at Belle Crawford, Belle_Crawford on TikTok. All the links for these are in the show notes. New episodes are released Mondays from 5 a.m. New Zealand time. I'll catch you soon. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.